Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome, welcome, everybody, to the Judah Light Podcast. I'm very, very excited. King Judah 23 here. We're going to do a freestyle today. I'm just going to be honest. We're going to do a serious freestyle, and there's going to be some things that are going to be said. And really, I don't give too far a shit if people get angry, people get upset about it. At the end of the day, the truth is the truth, and people hate the truth. People keep saying how real they are. They want to be with somebody real. They want to be with something real. And yet, people go on social media and be fake every single day. That's just absolute facts. We're going to talk about this immigration issue. We're going to talk about so-called Title 42. I'm going to explain why Latinos now are going to understand what black folks are going through. White people are scared to death. White people are starting to see that they are disappearing. And people of color are starting to rise in America. And they're starting to become, more people of color than Caucasian. It's been like that for the last 10 years, but now it's starting to really be out there. Ever since COVID, ever since these earthquakes and these natural disasters and these mass shootings, it's less and less white people. It's less and less of them, man. That's just absolute fact. Welcome here, King Judah 23 on Instagram at KINGJUDH23. I put some new content up. Please check out my new content on Facebook. And I also put on my Facebook page at Judah Life, JUDHLYFE. I also put new content on there as well. Please check out those videos. They are so, so true about people, period, man. Okay? So anyway, we're going to talk about Title 42 because I'm starting to see a lot more of this now. I'm starting to see people saying that we don't want them here. And now you got black folks doing this shit now. Man, you cannot make this shit up. And let me say this here before we get started with what I have to say. A lot of those people come from Venezuela, Colombia, Guatemala. There's a lot of Latin American countries whose economic system and the overall safety of that country is no more. And so a lot of people are leaving, and also Haiti as well. We have to pay attention to the Haitians out there. If you feel like you cannot make it, I don't blame none of them for leaving their country and coming to the so-called great America. Now, America's not great, and they're going to understand this very, very, very soon. They're going to understand that America is full of shit, and America put a big lie in front of your face, and you believed it. I saw a 5-part documentary on people crossing the border. They went from Venezuela to Colombia. Then they went from Colombia to Panama. Then they had to walk another 2,000 something miles to get to the U.S. Mexico border. Why I'm saying this here? Because Latinos for a while, and I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. Can we keep it 100 today? Can we talk? Latinos for the last 20 something years has been acting like white people. Come on, let's talk today. Right, I hear a lot of Latinos talking about we don't want them here. We don't want them here, motherfucker. You the same color, you the same race as these people. You was fortunate and you was favored by the Most High to be in a so called country. We know the United States is not a country; it's a corporation. But we will move on. That you was somewhere safe. You was somewhere, but you gotta be careful of that word too. Safe, but we'll move on. That you were somewhere that you could have decent food, you could afford decent clothes and have a decent education, even though we're starting to realize now the education system in America is full of shit, but we'll move on. I'm starting to see a lot of Latinos now starting to understand that they are being, that people are being persecuted. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, it has always been like this. See, Latinos thought because they say I'm white on the Census Bureau that covers them from being persecuted by white supremacy. White supremacy don't give a damn about that. White supremacy lets you get away by saying you're white on the U.S. Census because they have to drive their numbers up, so they have to keep continue to put the foot on the indigenous people's necks, which is a Negro man, woman, and child. Come on, let's talk, right? But Latinos didn't understand that white supremacy hates them even more than black folks. Because you know why? Let's keep it all the way real. Well, black people, they can hate us but so much because they brought us over here, right? They brought us over here. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, it was due to the financier, which is the Jew Esh. The Esh means light, not the real thing, the fake Jews, right? We know the fake Jews financed the transatlantic slave trade, and we know that Africans participated in capturing the Hebrew man, woman, and child. We all know this, but Caucasians brought us over here through ships. So they can't hate us but so much, even though they try to hate us as much as they can only but do so much as far as hating us is concerned, because of the fact of the matter is they didn't want to bring us over here. They hate you even more because you volunteered to come here. I want you to understand what I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm trying to tell you some real stuff today, man. This is real. This ain't no rap talk, homie. This is real shit. You volunteered to come here. And so they look at you as a nigger too. If you're not white, you ain't right. If you're brown, you can get around. You can get around. You can come, we will allow you to work in our farms. We will allow you to work in our slave camps, so-called warehouses. Excuse me. Some good water right there. We'll allow you to be in our farms. We'll allow you to work in our warehouse. We'll allow you to do day labor. We'll allow you to do all this stuff because we know that most American people are not going to do these things, so they have to get done, so we have to hire somebody. So we will allow you to be around here. We will allow you to try to make as much money as you can without being documented. But we still hate your asses because the fact that you brought your ass over here, and we do not want any person of color in America. If they could, they'll send black folks back, but they can't return stolen property. Woo, come on, let's talk. If they had, let me say this here. Excuse me. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Something got in my throat. Let me say this, right? The 3% bankers don't want black folks to leave, but white supremacy want black folks to leave. So let me say that. With you guys, you're not documented. A lot of you guys don't have no passport, so they can't even identify you. And now you're coming in and they're bringing you to New York City. They're bringing you to Chicago. They're bringing you to to Florida. They're bringing you to North Carolina. They're bringing you to L.A. They're bringing you to all these different places where majority of what black folks are at. See, white supremacy is saying, okay, you know what? Since these migrants are going to continue to come here, since they're going to continue to be here, since they're going to continue to live here, we might as well have them with black folks. Now, the areas where black people are trying to get some housing at, they can't get it because what? Of you. It's nothing but a persecution, nothing but divide and conquer. Right? I heard Ron DeSantis. He got a new immigration law in Florida. We know that this white supremacist here in Brian Kemp in Georgia, we already know he's getting ready to rattle some illegals. You have went from the grease pan to the open fire. You left Venezuela. You left your country, and you come into a corporation that's posing as a country, and they're going to tell you, we don't want you here. They're going to make life hell for you. So I hope you're prepared for that. I hope you're prepared to be harassed like black people. Latinos is going to start understanding how black folks have been, what black folks have been going through for 400 something years. See, Latinos thought that black folks was lazy and black folks was doing this and black folks thinking like a white man. But now you're going to understand the true evilness of the white man. You're going to understand the true evilness behind white supremacy. You're going to understand the true meaning about this. You're going to understand this, dog. You're going to understand. So when you start to face this, don't come to black folks talking about, we got to overcome. All you Latinos out there in L.A., oh, I can't stand being around a black person. You're going to start understanding that what black folks have been going through for years. You're going to start understanding this. But it's going to be too damn late. Entirely too damn late. Niggas in Houston, oh, we don't like black people around here, you know, blah, blah, blah. You're going to understand. You start to think you're white because they allow you to get some money. They allow you to get a job and bring your folks over. And you think you're building generational wealth. But to be honest with you, they're giving you the bottom of the barrel, dog. They're giving you jobs that Americans will not take. And so now you start to feel comfortable and you building your house and you got a nice car. You got a nice stuff now. And now you start to think white now. Well, if black folks were to come together and blase blah and yada, 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 they can have what we have. I hear Latinos say that too. And I sit up there and I shake my head and I laugh at these motherfuckers. You don't understand. White supremacy hates you just as much as us. The difference is that you voluntarily came here. We was forced here. Always remember that. Always remember that the indigenous people that was forced over here. Now, not all indigenous people came from slavery. We already know that the original natives were the indigenous black man, woman, and child that was here in America. We already know in Puerto Rico, there were the indigenous people out there. We already know in the Dominican Republic, there was already indigenous people there. We understand that. But for the people that was forced here, you cannot sit up here and say, well, if they will do this and they will do that, they'll be like us. Fooey. You're going to start learning how evil white supremacy is. You're going to start understanding this. And I'm telling you, why is the Latino community going to be like, my black brothers and sisters, can we come together? No, we cannot come together. We can't do a damn thing. We can't do a fucking thing. And you know why we can't do a damn thing? Because at the end of the day, you are going to get us killed too. With your thinking. You try to come around black folks when shit gets too hot. You only try to be around black people so you won't be alone. But I'm sorry, Latino community, you're going to be alone with this. Again, I'm not faulting anybody for leaving a country that's in dismay. Definitely the Haitians. I definitely don't blame them. Haiti isn't a Haiti, and Donald Trump once said this, but now it's officially true. Haiti's a shithole. Haiti is an official shithole. So I don't blame Haitians for coming over here and trying to make a better living. They're all over in Miami. They're all over Miami. They're all over the Florida area. But Latinos, I'm telling you, you think white, you try to impress these white folks and all this other stuff, you're gonna understand. You're just like us. But the only difference is you volunteer to come here. You volunteer to be go up against. You volunteer to be persecuted. You volunteer to be stop and frisk. You volunteered to be like this. Black folks was forced to this. But you're gonna understand real, real soon. Anyway. I was in a situation on Sunday where I almost hurt a family member of mine. And I'm going to be honest with you guys here as I talk to you guys here today. You got family members in your family. You got people in your family that can't stand you. I know this one particular family member can't stand me. I don't know why he can't stand me. And I'm not trying to figure out why he can't stand me. But I have a good idea why he can't stand me. Because there's something within me. I keep telling folks all the time, man. I keep telling people all the time. People don't hate you because of what you have. People can steal. People can plot. People can do a whole bunch of bullshit to get the same stuff that you have. Okay? People can do a lot of things. People can work hard. People can work hard. People can put in extra hours. People can do a lot of things. Right? But I want you to follow me. Follow me here because I'm getting somewhere. It's not about the clothes. It's not about your money. It's not about your house. It's not about your kids. It's not about none of that. I'm here to tell you today. I'm here to tell you. There's certain people in your family that can't stand you because there's something in you. And they see it in you. And they want what you have. They really want to be you. So can you believe that? People hate you because they really want to be you. Let's talk about that today. You may not have $1 million in the bank, but you have a talent that could potentially make you a millionaire or possibly even a billionaire. And there are people who hate you that see that ability in you and they hate you because of that. Hell, you may not even realize your potential. Hell, you may not even realize what kind of talent do you really truly do have. You may not understand the favor that Yah have given you, right? You may not realize that yet. Because Yah, you're going to go through baby steps with Yah, man. Yah's not going to give you everything at once. Yah's going to give you little bit by little bit, 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 by little bit. He's going to give you little bit by little bit, by little bit, by little bit. He's going to continue to give you this. But he's not going to give it to you all at one time. But Satan and his dominions, they know what you have because Yah put it in them. Put it in you. And so because Satan is bound by Yah, they automatically see, damn, we can't touch that brother. Damn, we can't touch that sister. Damn, we can't touch that child. But they are trying to bring, Satan is not, he's not that tough as you think he is. Now, mentally, that's a tough son of a bitch. But physically, he can't do anything. So what he has to do, he has to jump into the spirit of your family members to try to distract you. You see? He'll put that hating ass uncle that can't stand you. He'll put that sister that can't stand you. He'll put that cousin that can't stand you. He will put people in your life who can't stand you, and he'll jump into their spirit, because you know why? Satan can't physically show himself to you, because Yah will not allow him, because Satan is bound by Yah. But Satan will jump into a person's spirit close to you. So I'm telling you here today, I'm telling you, and I continue to say this, 90 to 95% of your circle, you will have to get rid of when this shit gets real. When we go into the zombie apocalypse, when we start going into food shortages, when we start going into civil wars, when we start to go into all this dilemma, the next pandemic, the next this, the next that, when we start to go into all this, 90 to 95% of your circle, you will have to get rid of. You don't get rid of them yet. Unless the Most High tells you to get rid of them. Move them away from you, or Yah put it in you to get rid of them, that's fine. But eventually, 90-95% of your circle, you will have to leave. The Most High does things in small numbers. Think about this. The Most High created all of us, right? If Yahweh really wanted to, he could have a whole gang of cats to fight against Satan. He only had 12 disciples. Come on now. He only had 12 disciples. Think about that, man. He only had 12 disciples to roll with him. Out everybody he created, he only chose 12. And majority of them were drunks, but cheaters, murderers. All kinds of bad character backgrounds. But Yah said, I see something in you. I put something in you because I need you later on. Whew, come on. You don't think he do the same thing with you? He knows you the one-third. He knows it. He knows you're a one-third. He understands that you're a one-third cat. He understands you're a one-third sister. He understands you're a one-third child. So what Satan's going to do, he is going to try to put people that can't stand you already, because they already see the gift in you, and Satan's going to jump into them, try to distract you and try to destroy you. Come on. We had to talk about this today, man. I almost lost my cool. I had to walk away because I knew I was going to fuck this guy up. I already knew I was going to hurt this man. I already knew it. See, the old me would have jumped on his ass and I would have been in jail today, and I wouldn't be able to record this. But see, I'm telling you here today that Yahweh is working with me. He's working with me, man. He said, no, don't do that to him. I got something for him. Don't worry about if he didn't apologize to you or not. Don't worry about none of that. Because, see, I keep telling everybody, I said this before on this program. You keep talking about, I ain't apologizing to that nigga. Fuck that nigga. I ain't doing that. I ain't apologizing to that bitch. Fuck her. Who the hell she think she is? She think she got a dookie up her butt. I never liked the hoe any damn way. See, because your pride fucked you up. And so now you're in front of Yah, and you got to explain yourself why you didn't apologize. Why would you in mess? Why was you in mess? Why was you doing this? Why was you doing that? And you know the sad part is? This dude is the same age as my dad if he would have been here. That's how sad this is, man. That nigga is sad, bro. I'm trying to tell you some real shit. That nigga is sad. That nigga is sad, man. That you that old and you start bullshit. But see, the Most High has something for him. The Most High has something for him. The Most High may take his health. Who knows? The Most High may take his material possessions. Who knows? The Most High may not put no light in him. That's the worst. See, the Most High can take all this stuff away from you. But when you don't have no light and he's not giving you no light, that's the worst punishment. Do you understand how many people don't have no light on them right now? Do you understand all they care about is cars, money, and hoes, and faggots, and niggas, and all of that shit? Do you understand that's all they care about? Do you understand? By you not having any kind of light, anything can happen to you. Any kind of spirit can come right before you. That's the worst punishment y'all can ever give you by not giving you any light, not giving you any kind of insight, not giving you any kind of spiritual growth. He leaves you right there in the same position year after year after year after year after year. That's the worst punishment. So when you finally leave here and Yahweh says, why did you do this, that, and third? You will go to a planet of misery. You will go to the brimstone. You will go to the planet of sadness, or planet of depression, or whatever. There's so many planets out here that you can't even fucking count. Stop thinking there's only Pluto, Mars, and Saturn, and Earth. Man, please. There's so many planets we can't even fucking count. Do you understand? Even with Earth, we only discover 15 to 20% of Earth. Come on, let's talk today. I keep telling you there's life in water. There's life in the air. When you walk outside, depends on your spirit if the tree is going to move or not. Ooh, come on. The trees will move. When they see a child of Yah, the trees will move. All of a sudden, here goes a beautiful a red bird. Here goes a beautiful blue jay. You don't think Yahweh recognize who you are? Come on. You got to start recognizing who you are. You cannot allow a motherfucker, and I'm saying this, and people may, and I hear people all the time, man, King Jew, you dare off of saying that. But it is so true. Do you understand that there are certain people that only here because their mama needed $40 and their daddy had it? Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you today? See, I'm not here to be malicious. I'm not here to be rude. I'm not here to be an asshole. I'm not here to talk about anybody. I'm here to talk truth. I'm here to speak truth here today. Here on this Friday morning here in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, sir. We're doing it, man. Yahweh is providing. Yahweh is providing any and every way. I don't have to worry about a bill. I don't have to worry about this, that, and third. I don't have to worry about my son. Because Yahweh has control of all. Yahweh controls all, man. For how you get up in the morning. You get up in the morning. If you have that beautiful spirit, you have that great spirit about you, you will be favored. Not blessed. You will be favored. Do you understand that somebody right now shaking their head at the dinner table trying to figure out how not to get put out? Come on, let's talk, man. Let's talk. Let's talk about this. Do you understand that somebody right now, as we currently speak right is in that kitchen table worrying, is the light going to be cut off today? Who do I need to ask for some money? Who can I rob? Who can I cheat? Who can I steal from to go pay the rent? Hell, who do I need to steal from so me and my child can eat? Come on. My son can eat. My son eating good every single day. And I'm not here to brag. I'm here because that's a favor from Yah. That's a favor, man. That's favor. The Most High said in his word, I change not. The Most High said, you keep my commandments, you will be first, not last. You will be the head, not the tail. He said that. He said, I don't change, man. Nigga think because of 2023, all of a sudden, all the rules change. Oh, you know, Yahweh, you know, Yah, he changed. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. The Most High said, I change not. Keep on worrying about.
Man, I don't know how I'm gonna pay this bill. Bro, man. Joe Biden said, and Donald Trump said when he get back, he's going,
man, they clones, man. I don't give a fuck about them niggas. Fuck them. There's nothing this U.S. government can do. There's nothing that the Mexican government can do. There's nothing that the Dominican Republic government can do. There's nothing that the Haiti government can't do. There's nothing they can't do that y'all can't. Come on now. You keep worrying about.
Well, they said if we don't do this, they ain't gonna do that.
Man, let them do what they must. I'm telling you right now, the next pandemic, Satan's gonna have to do what he has to do. He can't keep bullshitting. Satan knows his time is up. He knows that the indigenous people are gonna take over this bitch. Go ahead and finish. Go ahead and do it. You might as well go ahead and do it. Because the sooner you do it, the sooner indigenous people take over. And they know that. They know the indigenous people are going to take over this bitch. They know that. That's why they got that clone Joe Biden walking around like a damn idiot. Trying to do anything and every damn thing. They try to bring a lot of Mexicans now. That's done on purpose to overshadow the indigenous people. But the indigenous people will take over anyway. Can you understand that? Do you understand that the Democrats bring these people over here only because they want to overshadow the indigenous people, which is a Negro man, woman, and child? They understand who we are. Hell, Vladimir Putin know who the fuck we are. He prays to a black person every day. Come on. Keep worrying about a fucking clone.
Well, Joe Biden said it.
Fuck Joe Biden. I said it. Fuck him. And that stinking ass bitch along with him too, Kamala Harris. And that stinking ass wife of his, Jill Biden. Fuck all of them. They don't have no fucking power. They don't have no damn power. He had the power. He had everything. We start to understand that the black man, the black people are with the original Indians. We're the indigenous people. Ain't no motherfucking Mexican looking motherfucker talking about some damn he an Indian. He ain't no damn Indian. Black people were the original indigenous Indians, man. We were the originals, man. We're the original Puerto Ricans. We're the original Chinese people. We're the original Russians. Go to any continent on this planet right now, any continent on this planet, and you will find out that the indigenous people, that was a Negro man, woman, and child, was the first ones there. Period. Mexico, they love the Aztec, right? Do you know the Aztec comes from West Africa? Come on, man. They know who we are, man. They know who we are. There was a movie with Dennis Rodman. I forgot the movie, but he was in North Korea. Man, and you know what's so crazy about it? Dennis Rodman went in there talking about, I hope they don't kill us. Because that's how the Satan media try to portray countries like that. They try to portray them as dangerous, or they terrorists, or they'll kill Americans. Man, fuck them. They kill demons like Joe Biden. They kill them. They are demons. Joe Biden number the fucking demon. Barack Obama is a faggot. Michelle Obama's a man. These are motherfucking Satan workers, man. They don't. They know who the fuck they are. They know who the fuck we are. The indigenous man, woman, and child, with the Negro man, woman, and child. They know who the hell we are. They know that. They rolled the red carpet to Dennis Rodman and said, "It's an honor for you to be in our country." Come on, man. They know who the hell we are. They said it's an honor. It's an honor. It's an honor for you to be here, man. That's why black people need to start traveling more. Stop being that same ragged-ass, bummy-ass hood. Still being around those same bummy-ass niggas. Those niggas ain't gonna do shit besides jack off and go to sleep. That's all they gonna do. You need to start traveling. You need to start understanding who the hell you are. You need to start understanding other cultures. It's an honor for you to be here. Come on, man. When I was in Puerto Rico, I was walking around. Those Puerto Rican people was looking at me like, who the hell is this man? Who the hell is this big black man right here? Who this big sexual chocolate man right here? They were staring at me because they knew that they know I'm not from there. They know I'm an indigenous person. Come on, man. We got to raise our hands on, man. They know we're the indigenous people. They know that. That's why they try to do everything they can to call you a nigger, to call you an African-American. Anytime somebody say an African-American, you need to suck the shit out of them. Period. African-American, that term came from Jesse Jackson and the Rainbow Fag Coalition. Yes, the Rainbow Coalition is with the LGBTQ community. There you go. And to make it even worse, Jesse Jackson's gay. Allegedly. I think I snapped. That's facts, man. Black Lives Matter only wants to get rid of families. It's on their website. It's on their website. Their goal is to separate families. They don't give a damn about black people. But they put your face in the front of a homosexual movement. Just like Latinos. They put in your face in front of the camera saying, they're coming, and now going to be war on brown people. Come on, man. We're going back to the 50s. We're going back to the old days. But see, this time it's going to be a race war. This time it's going to be a war. It ain't going to be no more. Ain't going to be no more Martin Luther King. See, let me tell you something. They really want to create another Dr. King. Come on, let's talk to that. They really want to create another Dr. King because they really don't want to smoke with the indigenous people. Come on! They really don't want that problem with the indigenous people because now people starting to wake up. The two-thirds, the niggas who talking about, I'm going to go get some Jordans, you ain't got to worry about them niggas. I'm talking about cats like myself who talking about the indigenous people, that we are original Puerto Ricans, we're the original Mexicans, we're the original Dominicans, we're the original Chinese, we're the original Russians, we're the original everything. See, they fear niggas like myself. They don't fear people talking about, oh, I'm going to the Gucci store and I'm going to buy me some Gucci. I'm buying $29,000 worth of Gucci, but they can't give me some damn war Jim Jones. They ain't worried about Jim Jones. He a bum. They worried about people like me and you who know who the hell we are. So now they try to create another Dr. King piece. No, Dr. King set black folks back 200 years. Facts. I'm gonna drink some damn water after I said that. Dr. King with that. Please, let's not do no fight, no fighting movement. Please, let's coon and bow down and march movement. Set black people back 200 plus years. That's facts. Then they brought Christianity. So now we gotta march and beg and cry and plead for some damn respect. Bullshit. And I'm saying it flat out is bullshit. The Most High said that you're supposed to be the head, not the tail, but because we disobeyed his commandments, because we disobeyed him and his order, he made the damn tail. He made us this. The Most High said, well, you know what? I'm going to have to let this be. Well, we came out of Egypt the sixth time during slavery. Come on, man. We did all this complaining. Complain. And we do the same thing today. We still complaining today. Do all this damn complaining. Man, you know, I appreciate him getting out of Egypt, but you know what? Brother needs some meat, man. And there were some people that didn't even say anything, but they thought about it. Do you know the Most High knows your inner thoughts? That's telepathy. When you speak in your mind, that's telepathy. So when you talk, so when somebody talking about this, that, the third, and you sitting there, oh, I can't stand it. I can't stand it the way he talk. You talking in telepathy. The Most High knows your thoughts. That's why some of you motherfuckers right now are in bad situations right now. That's why you can't hardly pay your bills. Because you think negatively. But the Most High was getting ready to kill Israel. He was getting ready to get rid of everybody. I'm sick of this shit. Killer Moses got on his hands and knees and begged the Most High and said, please do not get rid of all Israel. Please have mercy on my people. He said that. And what the Most High had to do. Even though he could have had got rid of all of us. And you know what? I wouldn't have blamed him. I wouldn't be here today. You wouldn't be here today. But guess what? We couldn't blame him if he did it. The Most High knew that Moses was going to beg and plead for Israel. He is so merciful. This is how you know Yah is merciful. He knew that Moses was going to say that. Did you know that? He knew Moses was going to say it. He knew Moses was going to beg and plead. He knew it before he even said it out of his mouth. But he is so humble. He listened to it. He listened to what Moses had to say. He listened to what he had to say. And you know what? He said, you know what? I'm not going to get rid of Israel. I'm not going to do that. But there has to be a separation between the two-thirds and the one-third. So you're part of one-third. You're part of the awakening, the reawakening. Yes, sir. You're part of the reawakening. You're part of the new tribe. You are part of all this, man. You are here. You are him. You are her. You understand who the hell you are. You understand that you're not no damn African American. But you got a lot of black folks. You got a lot of people still call themselves African American. You still got people talking about, I'm a U.S. citizen. That's the separation the Most High is talking about. It's with the mindset. He could have got rid of all of us physically. Yes, that's very, very true. He could have got rid of all of us physically. But now it's a mental test. So now when you start to see the new pandemic coming, when you start to see people panicking over this digital currency, when you start to, and let me say this before I get up out of here. Anything man-made is due to fail. Oh, come on. Let's talk today. Anything man-made is doomed to fail. So guess what? Anything that Satan has planned, something's going to fail, just like COVID. COVID was supposed to kill over 1 billion people. They predicted it was going to kill over 1 billion people. know my wife was one of the people that died behind this disease. It was only 6 million. See, Satan hated that. That drew too much energy. So you know what he's going to do now? Well, you know what? I'm going to start let them worry about their wealth. We're going to let them worry about their bank account. We're going to let them worry about this. We're going to let them worry about that. And these niggas still believe in a man. Well, they said in July we're going to switch to digital. Man, I don't give a fuck. Well, they said and next year, well, we better get this done or they going to do this, they going to do that. They ain't going to do shit. They ain't going to do shit. Do you understand? They don't have enough police officers. They don't have enough military to do everything they want to do. They don't even have enough. You got cops leaving the force now. You got, look at Chicago. Chicago, they can't even keep a police officer now. Everybody had left. They alienated them so damn bad. Look at Atlanta. Atlanta is looking for police officers. They got big billboards talking about, we'll give you $50,000 signing bonus. You come sign with the police. I see this every single day. This is in your neighborhood too. Better wake the hell up. You better wake the hell up. But anyway, I'll talk to you this weekend. Think about having a scripture show. We're gonna start going back to the scriptures. That's right. We're going back to the scriptures, man. We're going back to Yah's word, because I could tell you this all day long, but we have to go to the scriptures to understand what the Most High is saying. Peace and favor, because we know Satan blesses. The Most High gives favor. One love. Talk to you soon.